Frederick.
No. Well, I wanted to blow it by your screener.
And you did, too.
I'm so mad I could spit Jolly Rancher juice.
Why is that? What are you so mad about?
I'm mad about the U.S. Women's Open.
Why is that?
Because I'm mad at that Sayri Park one.
Why is that?
Why? To see the South Korean whore.
What?
Oh, come on.
You can't say that.
I want to be the only Asian that wins at golf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Oh, but you're not Asian.
And you know what?
You're a black man.
No, I'm part Asian, too. I'm a Koblen Asian. That means I'm part Asian, too. And you know what? That little mail order slut can't even speak English.
Oh, come on now.
Well, don't be getting down on her. I mean,
what do you care about the U.S. Women's Open anyway?
I mean, you're a guy open.
She's stealing my spotlight. And the way I see it, if you can't speak the language, you shouldn't win the U.S. Open.
I'm so kind of on board with you there.
I mean, you're really upset about this, huh, Tiger?
Uh-huh. And you know who lost? That Jenny Cheeser porn?
Yeah.
She lost, and my daddy was rooting for her.
Why was he rooting for her?
Well, I think my dad's a big fan because, you know, every time I barge into his room and he's on the bed and he covers up real quick and I ask him what he's watching, he said he's watching cheesy porn. So he must be a big fan of that Thailand babe. You know, speaking of my dad,
yeah,
Earl,
yeah,
the black controlling tyrant that makes me sleep in a dog cage between putting lessons,
yes,
he doesn't like me to come on the hard line.
Why is that?
So I'm having to sneak and call you guys. He says that you guys are a bunch of country hicks who don't know anything about golfing despite Bruce Lipsky coming up and stroking your putters from week to week.
Well, he's wrong about that. We do know about golf.
We know a lot. I tell you what, we know enough about golf to know that you're struggling.
Yeah, I'm so bored with golf.
Really? You thinking about quitting or anything?
Well, my dad, Earl, won't let me quit. And you know what? Last tournament, I got caught making sandcastles in the bunker.
Really?
I was so bored with the game.
Did you get in trouble for that?
Uh-huh. My dad, Earl, he went out and cut off a switch off the apple tree.
Yeah?
And spanked my Koblen Asian ass to high holy hell. My Korean mail order mommy's the only one nice to me in this hellish household.
Man, you got to get out of there.
I mean, you're
what, 21 years old, 22, some such
thing? And you're a multimillionaire.
I know. I don't hardly get to see any friends or nothing. They keep such tight reins.
Hey, you know, speaking of that ladies U.S. Open,
uh-huh,
your girlfriend didn't do very well, Kelly Keeney.
Oh, I know. Hey, you know what?
What?
Last night, David Duvall came over.
Yeah.
And we had a sleepover on my bunk beds. And we made a fort out of blankets.
Yeah.
And we got up under there and played doctor.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
And you know what?
What?
You know what part he played?
What?
He played Kelly Keeney, and I played Expo's dad.
Oh,
God.
God.
I'm not sure we don't need to dump that.
Listen, let me ask you. What does your dad Earl think about you calling in Dunham and Miller? If he doesn't like you calling in our show, what does he think about you calling in theirs?
Oh, you mean the General Muser show?
Yeah, what does he think about that?
He doesn't mind me calling him them into them because he's not usually up at that time.
Yeah.
Because he's too busy sleeping off of malt liquor haze. But you know what, Hardline?
What?
I wanted to try to get into the battle of the bands.
What happened?
Well, first of all, I wanted to be in your band, Wolf, but you won't let me because I don't know any Beatles songs.
That's right.
And then, did you know that there's, that I have my own band?
No.
I have a band called Tiger and the Koblen Asians, except I'm the only one in the band because I'm the only freaking Koblen Asian in the world. So I can't get too much interest in my band, but...
Well, what do you play?
Well, I don't play. I just play the mouth harp.
Oh, really? Like the kazoo or the harmonica?
And you know what? Since I've been 16,
yeah,
I can play the skin flute.
Now, Tiger,
Now,
Tiger, you can't be saying that on the radio.
What do you mean by that? Exactly.
Well, I didn't make up that joke. You know who did?
Who?
Nick Faldo.
Well, I wouldn't be going around saying that in front of
people.
Well,
what does it mean? I don't understand what it means.
Well, ask your
never
daddy.
You mind. Ask your daddy.
You know,
he'll either tell you or beat the hell out of you.
You know that other golfers have bands, too.
Oh, they do?
And I've tried to join them, but they don't let me. You know who has a band?
Who?
Colin Montgomery.
Oh, he does?
Uh-huh.
What's the name of his band?
He has an all-girl band called the Montgomery Sisters, in which the whole band, including Colin, wears bustiers on stage. And you know who else has a band?
Who?
Ozzy Zoller.
I figured Fuzzy had one.
Uh-huh. It's called Fuzzy and the Fuzz Tones, except they only play two songs.
What would that be?
If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass, and She Ran Off with Buck.
Oh, boy, I'm not so sure how many people get that, but the ones that do are cracking up.
And even Arnold Palmer has a group.
What would that be?
It's called the Arnold Palmer Barbershop Quartet, but they play really out-of-date music.
Yeah?
And the only highlight to his show is when, for an encore, Arnold comes out and sings a bunch of high notes until his prostate falls out.
Oh, come on now.
Darn. Right.
Well, he's a total jerk because he insists that he be sat at restaurants when he doesn't have reservations.
Well, you do the same thing.
I don't do that. I always wait in line, and sometimes I wait in line for about 14 hours when I eat at Denny's.
Oh, come on. You've never waited in line in your life.
Denny's may make him wait in line.
Do you know what, hardliners?
What?
You know that B.J. Singh, he always whips my ass.
Why?
Well, he comes over all the time, and I get my daddy Earl and my Chinese mommy did tell him that I'm not home because I don't know what it is, but something about Indian guys, they're just always proposing baseball trades.
That's so
boy,
sure
they are, aren't they?
That's so sure
I'm right there with you on that.
Yeah, I don't know what that story's all about. Hold on a second, Hardline. What, Mom?
Marga!
Yeah.
Downstairs, dinner time. It's dinner time now. Your black daddy is back. Come downstairs.
I'll be down in a second, Mom.
Uh-huh.
I'll be down in a second. I want some Capri Sun.
Okay, I will fix that for you because I your goodness, Mommy.
Okay, Mom. I'll be down in a second. Okay. Sorry, Hardline. I think I have to go. It's dinner time here.
What are you having for dinner?
I'm going to have some Capri Sun, and I'm going to have macaroni and cheese. It tastes like Super Mario.
All right. Sounds like a winner.
And for dinner, I'm going to have some fruit roll-up, and then when my daddy passes out,
yeah,
I'm going to see how many gummy bears I can stick up his backside.
All right.
Bye, Hardliners.
See you, Tiger.
All right, we'll see you later.
Was that... I don't know if that was a real time.